Welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by tutvid.com. This tutorial is an add-on to the Flash Photo Gallery tutorial that is available right now. And what we're going to be looking at is adding these next and previous buttons to this photo gallery. Here's how it works. You can see we can select a photo, we select this photo, go to the next photo, or we can just go back through the photos. Or we can use the next button to cycle up through what we've got coming up, or we can go back to the thumbnails and just view using the thumbnails. Now, we already have all these thumbnails set up, so that's all available, so we don't have to worry about setting that up. We're going to take a look at setting up the next and previous buttons. I'm going to close this down, and I'm going to go open up the file that does not have the next and previous buttons. And if you don't have that file, well, go follow the photo gallery, Flash Photo Gallery tutorial that I have. And when you create this photo gallery, then we will look at implementing these next and previous buttons. So here I just open up this photo gallery file, which is the file that you ought to have something similar to if you've created this photo gallery tutorial. First thing we need to do is you can see we have this layer here, Master Clip MC. I'm going to double click into that movie clip. And inside of this movie clip, we have four layers: Control Action Script, Thumbs Action Script, the thumbs, and the photos. First thing we're going to do is create a new layer for the next and previous buttons. So select the thumbs layer and hit the new layer button. Double click on the layer name, and let's call this Next Prev, or Next or Previous. There we go, we've got a layer for the next and previous buttons. Let's draw two arrows. Grab the rectangle tool, and I'm just going to draw out a thin rectangle, just like that. Bright green is fine, it's something that's easy to see, but if you're creating this for maybe use on the web somewhere, you might want to consider creating arrows that look somewhat decent. Then grab the Polystar tool and open up your Properties panel and select the Options. This is the Polystar options. We're going to set the style to star, number of sides to 3, and the point size to, let's try 1.2, hit OK, and let's see what we've got. That's pretty close to being an exact triangle. That's good enough. So now we're going to grab our selection tool and select that triangle, then grab our free transform tool, and I'm just going to rotate it, use shift to constrain yourself to the straight, so it is an exact triangle pointing to the one side. Alright, then we're just going to place it over our green rectangle, and because the rectangle and triangle are both the same color, they kind of automatically merge. Just like that, we have our arrow. Alright, I'm going to select this arrow, and I'm going to hit, edit, copy, edit, paste in place, and then I'm just going to use shift, and I'm going to rotate this again, just flip it all the way over, and I'm just going to drag it out to the side, and hold down shift so you just drag it straight out. Just like that. Alright, the other thing I'm going to do is select both of these, and I'm just going to go to Modify, Transform, Scale, and Rotate. And I'm going to scale these, make them about 65% of the size they are now. So hit OK. And you can see they're significantly smaller now. Alright, I'm going to select this one, and I'm going to hit F8. Convert this thing to a symbol. We're going to convert it to a button symbol. And we're going to call this Next underscore BTN. I'm going to select this one over here. Hit F8 again. Convert it to a symbol. And this is going to be Previous underscore BTN. Great. Now we want to drag these up and place them to the sides of our thumbs. Just like that's fine. Okay, I'm going to give each of these an instance name. This one we're going to call Prev underscore BTN. That's P-R-E-V underscore BTN. And this one is going to be called Next underscore BTN. There we go. We have our buttons, and they have instance names now. Okay, the next thing we're going to do is come up here to the Control Action Script layer and select that keyframe. Now, if you followed this tutorial, you have this bit of code there right now. What we need to do is create some variables first. So, let's hit the Enter or Return key a couple times and type the word var. Now, type the word photo1. This is the name of our variable, photo1. Now, type a colon and type the word boolean. That's boolean with a capital B. All that means is this variable's data type is a boolean. which, and Boolean data, by the way, is just true or false. It either means yes or no. So in Flash terms, that's either true or false. So we're going to give this the initial value of false, semicolon. Okay, and we need to make a variable for each one of our photos. So we're going to do this, and just say false. And then I can just select both of these lines, right-click, copy, and enter return a couple times, and Control or Command V to paste, and then just switch this to photo 3, switch that to photo 4, and we just need one more, var photo 5. It is Boolean, and the initial value is false. So there we go. We've just set up 5 variables, one for each of our photos. Now what we need to do is make it so when any one of these photos is selected, its variable switches to true. So we're going to come into the photos movie clip, select the photos, and then select your selection tool. And you can see that you've got this dot with this little plus going through it in the center of your screen. You're going to have to double click on that little dot to get inside of this photos movie clip. And here we are inside of the photos movie clip. And we don't really need to see the stage right now. We need to focus more on the timeline up here. We have all these tweens, which are our photos fading in. Now what we need to happen is when image 1 starts to play, we need its variable to switch to true. So we're going to come right above the image 1 frame label and hit F6. F6 places a new blank keyframe. And on that keyframe, we need to place this. We need to say photo 1 equal true. But we also need to bear in mind that we're going to need to be canceling out the rest of the variables. So what I need to do is just to check and make sure that none of the other variables are selected, or we need to make sure none of the other variables equal true. We need to make sure all these equal false. So I'm going to copy this. I'm going to paste one for photo 3, photo 4, and photo 5. So I'm going to say photo 3, photo 4, and photo 5. So what's happening here is when Flash starts to play right here, this image 1 frame label, and plays until it hits this stop action up here, it is setting photo 1, the variable photo 1, to equal true for the time being, and making sure that photo 2 through 5 all equal false. So let's copy this whole bit of code, and we need to add this above each of our frame labels. So select above image 2 and place a keyframe, and right click and hit paste, and now switch photo 1 from true to false, and just switch photo 2 to true. So now it's just making sure photo 2 equals true and everything else equals false. Let me move this down. Let's throw a keyframe in above image 3, paste all of that in. Now select photo 3, set that to true, and make sure photo 1 is set to false. And we just need to do that with each of these remaining images here. False, and photo 4 now has to equal true. And now above image 5, hit F6, and paste that in. Be sure that photo 5 is set to true. So now each time the timeline gets advanced to this whatever keyframe, be it image 1, image 2, image 4, image 3, whatever, that specific image is going, that the variable that we have sort of attached, I'm really attached to that image, just referring to that image, is going to switch to true. Okay, so we're going to use that information in an if statement here. So I'm going to hit this back arrow here, or just double click anywhere on my stage, and now we're back here. We need to go back to the control action script layer, and I'm going to open up my actions panel. Okay, here is where we're going to set up what is called an if statement. And this is going to be saying, if photo 1 equals true, we want you to do whatever. But we want you to do this when prev underscore btn is released. So we're going to say prev btn dot on release equals function, open and close parenthesis, open curly bracket, enter, enter, close curly bracket, hit the up arrow key, and tab. Okay, and here we're going to say if open parenthesis photo 1 equals equals, you have to put two equal signs, true, close parenthesis, open curly bracket, enter return twice, close curly bracket, up arrow key. And here we want you to go inside of photos MC, and photos MC is this Photos movie clip here. If I select it, you can see that it's called Photos MC. And let me go back to Control Action Script. Once you're inside Photos MC and go to and play, open close parenthesis, and in here put an open quote. If photo.want or if photo 1 equals true, we want you to go to the previous photo, which would be IMG5, and play that. Okay, and then place a semicolon there. Alright, let's just test this out and see what happens. I can think of one problem right off the top of my head, but let's see what happens. Let's close this and move this out of the way. Command enter or control enter. And here's our photo gallery. Alright, I'm going to select image 1. So now technically photo 1 should equal true. Let's hit the previous button and see what happens. Well, nothing's happening. I'll show you why. It's because photo 1 actually does not equal true. We need to go back inside of the photos here. And we need to come into our actions panel and select here. We just say photo 1 equal true. So it's looking around here on this timeline for photo 1. Well, photo 1 does not exist on this timeline. So what we need to do is type underscore parent dot photo 1. Alright, now here's a quick time-saving tip. Instead of going through and redoing all of those, here's what we're going to do. We are going to come over, select this little menu, and hit Find and Replace. And we want to find the letter P, and we want to replace it with underscore parent dot P. So this is going to find that letter P starting photo, and just replace it with underscore parent dot P. So we're just going to hit Replace All, and it found and replaced 5 items. I'm just going to close this down, and you can see we quickly have underscore parent on all of them. Let's select this here and do the same thing. Find and replace, and you can see it's already in there, so we can just hit replace all. Close that, select the next one, find and replace, replace all, and we can close that, select the next one, find and replace, replace them all. And then above image 5, we're going to find and replace, and just replace all of them. Okay, let's close that down. Now let's test it out and see what happens. Well, real quick, let's just take a look at what exactly this is doing here. This underscore parent bit of code is just saying, go to the next highest movie clip, or the movie clip right behind me in the stacking order of movie clips. If you recall, we set all these variables, photo 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5, up here in master movie clip. We set them up here on the control action script layer right here. But we are inside of this Photos MC movie clip. So we just need to tell the action script, hey, look in the movie clip that is the parent of this movie clip, the movie clip that is containing this movie clip. Look in that for photo 1 and make it true. Let's publish this movie and see what happens. Now when I select photo 1, I can hit the previous button and it goes back to photo 5. Now if I hit the previous button now, nothing's going to happen because I don't have it scripted to do anything yet. But at least we know that it actually works. Let's go back to the Control Action Script layer and quickly set up the rest of this. All right, here we are. We have this if statement, this curly brace, and this curly brace are holding this photos.mc.goToAndPlay. So after this curly brace here, this one, not this one here, this one, hit space and write else if. What we're saying here is if photo 1 equals true, we want you to go and play this. But if photo 1 does not equal true, photo 1 equals false, we want you to do something else. And what we want you to do is check to see if something else is true. And that is if photo 2 equals true. And if photo 2 equals true, like that open curly brace, oops, enter return twice, close curly brace, up arrow key, we want you to go photosmc.goto and play. And here we want you to go image 1. So you hit image 1. Closed parenthesis, semicolon. So if photo 2 equals true, if we've selected photo 2, we just want you to go back to image 1. And then another else if statement. Else if photo 3 equals true, open curly bracket, enter return twice, close curly bracket, and then photos MC dot go to and play image 2. Make sure you place that semicolon and then create the rest of these else if statements. I'm going to create them real quickly here and I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. I have created all the rest of these else if statements. You can just take a quick look at them. Basically, if photo 1 equals true, we want you to do something. But if photo 1 doesn't equal true, check to see if photo 2 equals true. If that doesn't equal true, check photo 3. If that doesn't equal true, check photo 4. If none of these equal true, the previous button will just do nothing, which is fine, because if we don't have any of our photos selected, we don't have any photos that we've been viewing yet. So that's perfectly fine. Now remember also here we have our variables up top, and we have this little photos mc.onpress makes the photo just go to the next photo. Okay, so that is the previous button. Let's just test that to make sure they all work. Come up here to control test movie. Here's our photo gallery. Let's select one of these photos right in the middle and hit previous. Here's the baseball image. You can see that is the second image. That swampy image was the third. We can go to the previous image, and the previous image, and the previous image, and the previous image. Or we can click the image and go to the next image, click the image and go to the next image. Or we can just select one of the thumbnails. Okay, so let's quickly script the next button. This is going to be pretty easy. In the control action script layer, okay, we've got all this code. We're going to copy all this code from the previous button, .onRelease. Copy the entire thing. Right click, copy. Hit enter or return several times, and paste it. Command or Control V. And just switch prev to next. So now we're going to say next button dot on release. If photo 1 equal true, we want you to go to and play image 2. And at image 2, we want you to go to and play image 3. And at image 3, we want you to go to and play image 4. At image 4, we want you to go to and play image 5. And when you get to image 5, when the person hits the next button, we want you to play image 1 again. So it's going to cycle through all the images just like we want it to. Just move this off screen and check to see what happens. When I select the baseball image, I can hit the previous image, which takes me back to the French horn image. I can hit the next image, which takes me up to the baseball image. Next, next, next. Next, next, next. Previous, previous. And that's how you do it. There are some previous and some next buttons for our photo gallery. Basically, all it is, it's the previous button, checking to see if that variable equals true, and if it equals true, it is playing the image that's previous to it in that timeline we set up right in here inside of photos. It's just calling to the frame labels. Image 5 is the frame label at which image 5 starts to display. So that's what's going on here, and next button is simply doing the same exact thing, except instead of choosing image 5, which would be the image before photo 1, it's choosing image 2, which is the next image. That's how you do it, and that is how you create next buttons and previous buttons for your photo gallery. I hope you learned something, I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you very much for watching.